G'day, it's Paul from MaxiSeal. On your next caulking job, get it done right with MaxiSeal silicone. Working on bathrooms and wet areas? Grab a blue and silver tube of MaxiSeal A. Designed for all wet areas and general caulking, MaxiSeal A is 100% silicone, mold resistant and easy to use. MaxiSeal, the premium silicone sealant for wet areas, natural stone and pools. Find your local stockist at MaxiSeal.com.
Smoother.
Faster.
Better. MaxiSeal.
Sam Telfer is the Shadow Minister for Local Government in South Australia. Sam, thanks for joining us again.
Yes, always a pleasure, Ricky.
Sam, look, we've spoken with Jeff Brock, the Local Government Minister, an absolute, I'm going to call it a debacle with what's happened with, I think it's 46 councillors and mayors, three mayors are out, including in your former council, Tumbee Bay, the mayor's been eliminated due to a disclosure failure. Just talk to us about Tumbee Bay, first of all. What is that going to mean, losing the mayor?
Well, the process at this point has another step, and I hope that this step, which is going to the independent tribunal, SACAT, hopefully that step will look at the facts, look at what processes have gone through with the Electoral Commission and listen to the stories that I'm hearing from all around the state. And those stories are of people who put their returns in, maybe they posted them in, they had trouble with the portal which the Electoral Commission has put together. I tried multiple times, had issues all the way through, only got reminder letters after the fact, after they've actually technically lost their position. So there's all these stories which I'm hearing, and I hope that the opportunity for these people to tell their stories to SACAT really does highlight that, from my perspective, that process has failed local government as a whole and put local government really into disrepute in the public's eye because of failings of process rather than anything else. So that council, along with, as you said, 45 councillors, some 36 councils, individual councils are caught up in this all around the state.
Yeah, and look, we're getting stuck into the actual detail of what's going on right now, which is very important, but Jeff Brock, the local government minister, we spoke to him during their community cabinet meeting in Wallaroo, and I just want to go back through the history, because he's having occasional digs at your time as the, he says you were the head of the local government association. Were you the head of the local branch in the Eyre Peninsula area, or the whole of the LGA?
If you remember, I was the president of the LGA from 2018 to 2020, and well, it's no surprise that Jeff Brock's trying to sheet blame on anyone but himself. Unfortunately, this is what happens when people get put under pressure and questions are asked of them, and rightly so. These questions are being asked of the minister at the moment and the Electoral Commission as well. So this process, the legislative change that went through the last parliament was as a result of a number of years of consultation with local government, with community, discussions with Liberal, Labor, crossbench. It was a significant local government reform bill, and the one aspect which Jeff Brock is focusing on at the moment is the responsibility for gathering together these returns. Previously, the responsibility was with the individual CEO at each council. The legislative change made it so that the returning officer of the election, that being the Electoral Commission, is in charge of this process. From my perspective, there's nothing wrong with the legislation. The process which has been followed has got a lot of questions about it, and unfortunately ducking and weaving from the minister won't answer those questions. We need a forthright investigation, and this is why I've come out and I've really asked the minister, urged the minister to put an independent investigation into this whole process together, because it's only through that independence I think we get the full story of why we have 45 councillors, or 46, whatever the number is, that have their position basically removed until this SACAT tribunal appeal process goes through.
What the minister has implied, I think, almost said quite clearly, is during the time that one term of the Liberal Party being in office, the running of local government elections completely shifted to the Electoral Commission. I mean, is that correct? Has local government run the elections in the past, or have they always been run by the Electoral Commission?
No, and I listened to the words of the minister, and I was confused by them, just like you must have been, Ricky, and probably your listeners as well. So the Electoral Commission always runs the local government elections. This one small aspect of the gathering together of the gift declaration forms used to be with the CEOs, and now that's shifted to EXA as well. The elections themselves have always been run by the Independent Electoral Commission, and unfortunately, the minister seems to be getting his details confused, or he's getting misinformation from somewhere. But this is why, as I said, we really need an independent investigation to find out, you know, what communications has the minister or his office had with the Electoral Commission, how much have they been involved with the development of the online portal, what communications have EXA actually put out, and, you know, at what time, because unfortunately, you know, it's legislated within the Local Government Elections Act that the returning officer must, as soon as practicable, get a letter to these people who have out-of-date returns, whose returns haven't come in yet by the proper date, and get, as soon as practicable in the legislation, get that message to these people. Unfortunately, that date, and there's a couple of different dates in mid-December, meant that the Electoral Commission letters that went out in mid-January were either too late or gave people very little time to actually get these returns together.
Now, there's some point you're making there of an independent inquiry that I find attractive, in that Jeff Brock tells us yesterday that the Electoral Commission's conducting a review. As Minister, he's conducting a review. But none of that, as far as I can tell, will be transparent or in the public eye. I would have thought having public testimony from those, I mean, you say it might happen before the independent tribunal if people are trying to appeal to keep their seats. But if people are saying, like the Electoral Commission says, 12 communications went out to people telling them these returns needed to be in, if people are saying they didn't get those, I don't think the Electoral Commission's going to expose that to the public.
No, this is why an independent investigation really is the best way to go about it. And whether this is an ombudsman or whether it's a select committee of parliament, a way to be able to collate all these stories, all the facts together, you know, ask the questions of those that have been responsible to this in a clear and concise way, so we actually get the full picture, rather than, as you say, people or organisations that have been involved in the process doing their own investigations, which, as you well know, may lead to not a fulsome understanding of what's actually happened.
Now, lastly, there's something I want to ask you about ePeninsula Desal in a moment as well. But on this one, some local ratepayers are going to go to the polls potentially for a third time in 6 months. We didn't have enough nominees in some regional areas, and now we've got this second rerun to fill those vacancies because they didn't have enough candidates. Now they've got to go again if these appeals fail. Why? It just feels like there's a bit of a mess in the local government area with this most recent election. Why has it happened?
And this is exactly the question I'm asking of the local government minister. I mean, his core function is the oversight and involvement with local government as a whole, and you would have thought the local government elections are a pretty key component. There's a lot of answers here that we need from Minister Jeff Brock, and at this stage, unfortunately, as I said before, he's trying to sheet the blame onto others. The long-standing respect and understanding of local government really is at risk at the moment because of this shambles of a process and the chaos which it's caused.
Now, lastly, I do have just across my desk the final indication from the Desalination Site Selection Committee in your electorate of Flinders that they have completed their work. They say that the Yuli Basin could be exhausted with permanent damage by 2025 if a desal plant hasn't been constructed. What do you understand to be the process from here? Is there anything actually happening at the Minister or SA Water end?
And the point about the long-term longevity of the Yuli South Basin is the key one, which I continue to come back on. I'm not here to play politics on this point. I'm here to make sure that the government at the time making the best decisions for my people here on the Eyre Peninsula. It's really now up to SA Water to either take into account what the Site Selection Committee have actually recommended, and that's a site at Sleaford, or, you know, if they think that they want to go their own way and ignore the voice of the community, well, that's a decision for SA Water and recommending to the minister. In the end, Minister Susan Close and the government need to work out what is the process for delivering a desalination plant here on the Eyre Peninsula, because that long-term water supply is a key component, not just for, you know, ongoing need, but also for the future potential industrial, residential growth of the Eyre Peninsula. We're currently being hampered by a lack of certainty around water supply. If we get this right, the opportunities for the Eyre Peninsula are endless. if we get this wrong, well, I really worry about what the future for us on the EP looks like.
Yeah, good to check in with you on that one. Sam Telfer is the Member for Flinders, also Shadow Minister for Local Government and a whole lot of other portfolios. Thanks for joining us today on Flow.
Yeah, always a pleasure, Ricky.